Do you suffer from computer fatigue, headaches, blurred vision, dry eyes? ScreenEase computer eyeglasses can relieve your discomfort with their proprietary blue blocking and comfort vision technology at ScreenEase.com. You'll get great glasses with blue blocking plus technology, as well as anti-reflective, UV, and scratch-resistant coatings, all for only $29. Plus, get $5 off with promo code POD. Order yours at ScreenEase.com.
We're supposed to have celebratory music today.
My friends are so depressed.
Ryan?
Yeah.
In what corner of the world is this celebratory music?
My friends.
I've got the memo right in front of me. Celebratory bumper music today.
You got to listen to me here. My friends are all depressed. The Democrats, who are our friends, I'm trying to be conciliatory here and bipartisan, which our next guest is trying to be with Senator Kyrsten Sinema as well.
I don't ask for much here, Dick. All I asked for was celebratory bumper music today. Because
this is like a dirge.
Yeah, it's not a dirge. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm going to bring my own music next time. All right, let's go to the VIP line. Very fortunate to have Colorado Senator Cory Gardner back on the Dan Caplis Show. Senator, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good afternoon. Nice and mellowed out now.
Thank you. My goodness. I was loving life until then. I got to find a therapist. It's Dick Wadhams in the house, if you didn't recognize that famous laugh over there, Senator. And
excellent.
Hey, before we get to the softballs like impeachment, let me start with the tough stuff here. You're on a roll, obviously, in terms of getting stuff for Colorado. I want to start with some of the rare bipartisanship we've seen, the business that you and Senator Kyrsten Sinema have been up to. Can you fill folks in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I continue to do is try to find ways to save money in our healthcare system, provide better healthcare, give people more flexibility with their dollars that they are putting towards healthcare. And so Senator Sinema and I have introduced a bill that would allow our seniors to take money out of their health savings accounts for home health care. It's kind of a no-brainer to me. You'd think that they could already do this because it's obviously cheaper to receive care in your home. It's obviously better to receive that care in your home if you're able to do that instead of going to a higher cost living facility or skilled care center. If you can avoid that, we ought to be doing that. And so this would allow seniors to utilize those health savings accounts for their care at their home, which would, I think, make a heck of a lot more sense.
And then bring people up to speed on what's going on in the Arkansas Valley with the whole conduit funding.
Oh, man, this is exciting news. You know, in 1962, President Kennedy authorized the legislation that would build a pipeline, a 100-plus mile pipeline from Pueblo, Colorado, out to Lamar, Colorado, 100-some-plus miles, covering, you know, 50,000 people with clean drinking water. He did that in 1962. It was not built. It was not funded until last week we got the money to begin construction. Thanks to President Trump, thanks to the work that we were able to do, 50,000 people are going to have clean drinking water in Colorado because of the work that we did. So while the Democrats were busy impeaching President Donald Trump, we were busy helping deliver clean water to Colorado.
Yeah, and on top of the clean water, I've got to imagine there are going to be a lot of jobs involved in that build out.
That's exactly right. So this is going to be a significant project, one of the most significant public works projects Colorado has seen in a very long time.
And the bill to support veterans reentering the workforce, can you fill people in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, Dan. You know, I have passed more legislation into law now than I think the entire Colorado congressional delegation combined. This bill just got signed into law. This would help get our veterans into STEM fields. You know, I had met with a group, I had a roundtable of veteran students at Colorado Mesa University and Grand Junction last year, and they told me that they had a significant number of barriers when they were trying to get STEM degrees, taking what they'd learned in the military, taking their skills as a veteran into STEM degrees. And so we now have a bill that would allow, to tear down those barriers. It's part of what I call my VA readiness initiative to make sure that the VA system is ready to help fight the fight for veterans once they're out of their military careers and into civilian life. And so this bill has been signed into law. It's going to be great getting them into these STEM careers, engineering, mathematics fields that we know these veterans are so able to pursue. Mm-hmm. I was just grateful that the president signed it into law.
Mm. Our guest, Senator Cory Gardner, quite obviously, before the break, I'd ask Dick Wadhams, hey, Dick, what's the first question you'd ask Senator Gardner? You had a good one.
Well, Cory, I mean, just listening to you talk about those issues you've worked on, you have got a hell of a story to talk about to Colorado's voters that transcend partisan politics. I think that's been the most underestimated part of your candidacy by our opponents, by the other side, who think that you've been nothing but a Trump clone, which, by the way, I have no trouble with you supporting the administration. But you've got so many great stories to tell what you've done for the state in every corner. And I think that's a hidden strength of your candidacy for reelection.
We know we're going to be able to go from corner to corner across Colorado and talk about the things we've done. Just look at Grand Junction. We've now moved the Bureau of Land Management headquarters to Grand Junction. In Colorado Springs, we have Space Force operating with U.S. Space Command out of Colorado Springs. Western Slope, we returned millions of dollars in energy dollars called Anvil Points. We've doubled the funding at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. The average household income in Colorado has gone up over $5,000 because of the tax cuts that we passed in 2017, and the average tax cuts over $1,000 for households in Colorado. We have the lowest unemployment rate in Colorado. We've got now a pipeline that will provide 50,000 people with clean drinking water. We've got a trade deal to benefit our farmers and ranchers on the Eastern Plains and the Western Slope. There are a lot of things that we're going to be able to talk about, including money to expand I-25 North and I-25 South for those of your listeners who are now trying to commute on their way home.
Mm-hmm. And Senator, before we ask you about impeachment, want to extend that path to victory question, because, you know, the topic often here in Colorado now, as you know, is, when you look at how registration has changed and you look at the, Democrats now having more registered voters than Republicans, et cetera, the question comes up, what is the path to victory for Cory Gardner? I can't tell you how many people said to me, hey, I really want Cory to win, but how is he going to do it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I get some reporters in Colorado asking me questions. They said, well, you know, they've all won statewide office before. How will you? And I said, well, you know, we've won statewide office before, too, in Colorado, as a reminder. It's a good question in the state that I'll remind people, though. In John McCain's case, he lost Colorado by 9 points. In Mitt Romney's case, he lost Colorado by 6 points. In President Trump's case, he lost Colorado by a little over 4 points. Mm-hmm. This is not a state that has moved to the left in presidentials. It's actually moved to the right in presidentials. They're going to be nominating somebody like Bernie Sanders. At this time 4 years ago, I was asked by every reporter every single time, am I going to support Donald Trump for president? They're going to have to be asking that same question to candidates about Bernie Sanders. The bottom line is Colorado has succeeded. Colorado has grown. Wages are up. In fact, the low-income earning workers are earning wage growth twice as fast as the highest wage earners in Colorado, this country right now. It's because of our work we've done in Congress to reduce taxes, reduce regulations, grow our economy. And they're going to be supporting somebody who wants socialized medicine, who wants to eliminate the tax cuts, who wants to grow regulations, who wants to destroy oil and gas. And every single Democrat in Colorado in this race against me wants to end oil and gas, put over 100,000 people out of work, and destroy our economy. I just don't think that's a winning message.
Amen to that. Senator Gardner, obviously our guest. Senator, before we talk about impeachment, and that's the last time I'll say that because I'm about to ask you about impeachment, are you going to be down in the Springs with the president when he's here next week?
Oh, I'm going to be, and it's going to be a lot of fun because, like I said, we'll just be a few miles away from the United States Space Command, headquarters of United States Space Force, in a great community that represents the heart and soul of our national security operations. So I'm excited to be there, and I'm looking forward to it very much.
Let me start with the two obvious questions that pertain to this whole impeachment, which I refer to as the coup attempt 2.0. But in terms of the vote against additional witnesses, what was your thought process there?
Well, you know, just like Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden said back in 1999, when you have the evidence that the House presented, we didn't need an 18th witness in this case. That's the Biden rule. That's the Schumer rule. We just applied it to this case. We didn't need an 18th witness. The House had said they had an airtight case, overwhelming evidence, and they did not. They failed to make a conclusive case to remove a duly elected president of the United States for the first time in our nation's history. They wanted to nullify the results of the 2016 election and cancel the election in 2020 and create chaos. So I think that this is a revenge majority in the House of Representatives that that drove a partisan impeachment process that the American people simply rejected and want Congress to get back to work, like things like the Arkansas Valley Conduit that will actually do good for the American people instead of divide the American people.
And for the folks who mentioned John Bolton, because I was thinking he sat in the studio where Dick is right now, and we've talked many times. But for folks who say, well, you know, John Bolton, he had that book, he had things to say. What's the harm in bringing him in? What do you say to those folks?
Well, the House could have brought John Bolton in to testify. In fact, when they had the chance, they didn't subpoena him because they didn't think he was important to their case. And they testified, or they presented a case in the Senate that said our case is overwhelming without John Bolton. So they said they didn't need him. Certainly they didn't bring an overwhelming case to remove the president. And the American people expect us to get back to work for them. So instead of ripping up the State of the Union speech, we need to start bringing people together to actually do good things for this nation.
And obviously, you know, Dick, myself, many of the people listening, et cetera, are very glad you did what you did in terms of voting against removal of the president. But what do you say to those folks who say, well, first you should have removed him, and if not removed him, then you should have come out and condemned his actions? What do you say to those folks?
Well, look, they were asking us to remove a president over a policy difference. You don't impeach a president over a difference of policy. And that's what they wanted us to do. You don't trounce constitutional rights. And that's exactly what the House wanted us to do. And so let's protect the integrity of our government, our separation of powers, the three branches of government, and let's get things done for the American people. So while they may have wanted the president impeached, they're going to have a chance in 9 months to vote whether or not they keep the president in office.
Corey.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just don't think 100 people, 100 men and women in Washington, D.C., ought to be displacing the opinions of 63 million people who voted for the president just 4 years ago.
You know, Corey, I'm glad you brought up 1998-99, the Clinton impeachment, because some of those same hypocrites in the Senate that you alluded to were standing there talking about that what Clinton did, exploiting an intern for sex in the White House, and then lying about it under oath. No big deal. I mean, it was wrong, but you know, he shouldn't have done it, but it's not impeachable. It was just amazing to me to see the hypocrisy of many of those senators who were there then and that were there today to try to get rid of Trump.
Well, and you had Jerry Nadler, who was one of the House managers presenting the impeachment against President Trump, who in 1999 said we should never have a partisan impeachment because it would divide the country. Heck, just last March, Nancy Pelosi said you should never have a partisan impeachment because it would be too divisive. And so, you know, the left flank, the AOC wing, this radical socialist wing that has taken over the party demanded it, and they had to give in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Last question, Senator. Appreciate the time. I really hope we can talk often during the campaign, because every time you come on this show or any other show, you help yourself a lot.
Yes.
Honestly, and I'm not trying to shine you here. I'm just trying to be practical because I really want you to win. There's not a better candidate in the country.
No.
So, you know, I hope you and your team let your light shine everywhere through this campaign, because
it's like that Sunday school song, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so my final question is, you know, more a personal one. Mitt Romney, do you run into him, you know, just in the normal course of business? And is it any different now that he did what he did? I'm still just so disappointed that he went down that road, because I think he makes it tougher for everybody who did the right thing.
Yeah, look, I think there's as Mitch McConnell said, there's no doghouse in the United States Senate. He did what he believed was right, and he came to his own decision the way he did. I just would remind people that are praising Mitt Romney now. Many of the same people back when he was running for president accused him of being a felonious tax cheat who caused cancer. And so the fickle praise that's coming his way for this right now won't last long when the next moment arrives that they think he should be against the party or the president or Republicans or whatever issue it is of the day. So, you know, I think that he will continue to do what he believes is right, as I will. That's what the people of Colorado and the country expect us all to do.
So, Corey, how nervous do you think that Senator Schumer and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee are about their anointed one, John Hickenlooper, as they watch him bumble through this ethics investigation and embarrass himself every time he opens his mouth about it?
Well, you know, it's a good question. They probably haven't been able to talk to him much because he's doing witness preparation for his ethics corruption trial. We'll see what happens. They probably have phones on the private jets that he's been taking, so maybe they've reached him that way.
Okay. He's ready, ladies and gentlemen. He's in top form. Senator, appreciate the time. Look forward to the next visit.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Solar Transport started fueling America in 1963 with only one truck and its core company values of caring, excellence, integrity, passion, and teamwork. They are an asset-based common carrier specializing in the transportation of fuel products with a regional management office in Denver. Solar Transport has grown while retaining their values and now services more than 70 customers, including some of the largest convenience stores in the country. For more on Solar Transport, please visit our website at solartransport.com.